perhaps the most famous Rashi in the entire Chumash is with regard to the opening words of last week's parsha in the Chukos Reichu, which Rashi comments based on Torah's Kehanim, Shetiyu Amelim Vatorah. Amelus is a word that has become synonymous with Talmud Torah. Chazal speak about the need for Yigia, exertion. Lo yagata matzasa al tamin, yagata matzasa tamin. We have in Kenyan Torah coming up this week, Vatorah ata omel. Amelus Vatorah, toiling at Torah, means exerting ourselves fully with every ounce of energy. Putting ourselves out to any endeavor is bound to take a toll, can be exhausting. It can leave us feeling drained, burnt out, even on the verge of collapse. Indeed, not surprisingly, Chazal make that same observation regarding Torah. One word used to describe the Torah is tushia, which is another word for wisdom. Higdil tushia, says the Pasuk in Yeshayah. The Gemara Sanhedrin daf Chavav offers different explanations for why this word is used to describe the Torah. And the first explanation given, Lama nikma shma tushia, pnei shehi mateshes kocho shel adam. Torah drains a person of physical strength. Seemingly, it's a natural consequence of the amelus. It all seems logical. Every ounce of our physical strength should be channeled toward Torah. We have to constantly push ourselves to the point of exhaustion. That's what the Torah demands of us. If sitting for 3 hours Seder in the Beis Medrash leaves us feeling exhausted, that's a good sign. If we don't feel a sense of fatigue in the process, then there must be something wrong with our Talmud Torah. However, this equation between Torah and Amelus, between Torah and its being Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam, is not as simple as it sounds. There's a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Hazinu that's a stinging criticism of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk states, Hal Hashem Tigmelu Zos, Am Novol Velo Chacham. Halo Hu Avicha Kanecha, Hu Asacha Vayichonecha. On the words, Am Novol Velo Chacham, Unklis translates as follows. Ama de kabilu oraisa, the nation that accepted the Torah, velochakimu, and didn't become smart. How does ama de kabilu oraisa match the word novo? Says the Ramban Pshat in Unklis, that the shoresh of the word novo, according to Unklis, is to become weary, as in the pasuk novo tibo, you surely become worn out, exhausted. Am shenilu basiyas haTorah. And here we see that notwithstanding the amelus, they wearied themselves as a result of the commitment to Torah, and yet they missed the mark. V'lo chakimu, v'lo chacham. As Rabban explains, v'lo yischakmu, shehi l'tov lehem kol hayamim. Moreover, the feeling of fatigue seems to be part of the mussar. Otherwise, why mention it? So how does this mesh with what we already said? Why is feeling a fatigue, why is feeling exhausted from Torah a problem? Isn't that the prerequisite to the highest level of Talmud Torah? And why did their commitment to Torah lead to Chachma? V'lachakimu. We find an echo of the same type of mussar in a pasuk in Yeshayahu, as explained by the Dubna Magid. The pasuk states, "Have Torah to Parshas VaYikra, Yeshayah Mem Gimel, V'lo Osi Karasa Yaakov, Ki Yagata Bi Yisrael." The pasuk translation: "You didn't call out to me, Yaakov, for you grew weary of me, Yisrael." But the syntax of the pasuk doesn't quite fit. The pasuk pshat is that the rebuke is we didn't turn to Hashem, but then it should have said, "V'lo Karasa Osi." Yaakov, not v'lo oshi karasa Yaakov. Says the Bibna Magid Kedarko with a beautiful mashal. A merchant comes back to his hometown with a lot of merchandise, and he gets there a little before dark, disembarks from the carriage a little bit of a distance from his home, runs home, sends a young lad to go back to the wagon to bring his bundle of merchandise, his wares, from the wagon. The youngster runs back to the wagon, picks up the bag of merchandise, deposits it in the outer room of the house. He comes in to the inner room. He tells the guy, "I have your merchandise." The merchant takes one look at this young man, and he notices beads of sweat pouring down his face. And as he's speaking, this young man, he's stammering. He's barely getting the words out of his mouth. He's completely out of breath. And the merchant turns to this youngster and he says, "Young man, I'm sorry to tell you that you took someone else's bags. My bags were not heavy. They could not have made you this tired." Says the Dubna Magid, that's the pshat of the pasuk in Yeshayahu. "Lo osi karasa Yaakov." You're not serving me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Why? "Ki agata b'Yisrael." Because you're too exhausted. Torah and mitzvot should be easy. "Ki karo be'lecha adav mi'od." They shouldn't exhaust you. So on the one hand, Torah is mateshes, kochos shel adam. It demands amelus, demands yegia. On the other hand, we can exert ourselves and lack chachma. We can be criticized for feeling fatigue. How do these dichotomous concepts coexist? There's a very interesting comment of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in his Perush to Pirkei Avos, Ruach Chaim, again coming up this coming Shabbos, Kinyan Torah. One of the psukim where Torah is called Toshia is in Mishlei, Kapitel Ches. The pasuk says, "Li Eitzah V'Toshia." So the Mishnah, or the Braisa, says, "V'nenin Mimenu Eitzah V'Toshia." So first, Rav Chaim Volozhiner just points out the pasuk is referring to the Torah itself, "Li Eitzah V'Toshia," and the Braisa is saying, "V'nenin Mimenu," from the person, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, because a person who learns Torah becomes a chepser shel Torah, they unite with the Torah. If the Torah is Eitzah V'Toshia, then the person is the same. But then he points out something else. The same pasuk in Mishlei goes on, "Li Eitzah V'Toshia, ani bina li gevura." So we have a paradox that emerges from contradictory words, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Toshia means that it causes a person to be weak. And then it says, "Ani bina li gevura," which means physical strength, pasha gevura. And yet that's the chidush of Chaim Volozhiner's language. But he doesn't explain it much. He says, you would think, okay, if I don't have it, you look it up. You would think, Torah Mateshes, here it is, "Ki adua, sha Torah Mateshes kochel shalada, in kein ayidei bina sator v'amalubo, yochol chas v'sholom lachshol v'adam, shiyatish kochel, the yikshol of kochasabo, kach amar ani bina, v'imkozeh li gevura." But what's the pshat? How can this be? It can be Toshia and it can also be Gevura. I think the paradox is captured in the Gemara in Tamid. Tamid is a small mesechta, doesn't start on Daf Beis, goes about 7-8 blocks. Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. There's this Gemara, it's actually a dialogue between the Alexander Mugdan and the Zikne HaNegev, a series of questions that were asked and responses given. This is one of those questions and one of the answers. It's actually based, working off of another Gemara that we all know. The Gemara at the end of Brachis. Adam ki yamos zos haTorah, Adam ki yamos ba'olel, by Tumas Meis. So the Gemara has a drasha, minayim she'en divrei Torah miskaimin, el b'mishen meimis atzmi'olel. For Torah to be retained, you have to die for it. You have to be moser nefesh, literally. Now, the Gemara in Talmud works off of that, and the question was asked, "Ma yavit inish v'yechia?" What should a person do to live? Answer given, "Yomis es atzmo." Next question, "Ma yavit inish v'yomus? Yechaya es atzmo." So what's the first question and the answer? "Ma yavit inish v'yechia?" How do you live? "Yomis es atzmo." What does that mean? When we're able to exercise self-discipline, when we're able to limit our tithes, when we're limiting worldly pleasures, natural distractions, pulling back, yomis es asmo, what does it do for us? It opens up new channels of energy. It leaves us feeling rejuvenated. It has to start with amelus, has to start with yigia, with full immersion, which itself, by itself, is tiring. But as we maintain that regimen of yomis es atzmo, through that, we get a deeper connection to life. We get a tchias ha-mesim. And at that point, at some point, there's a breakthrough. And then things begin to feel effortless, a deeper connection to life. There's a need for that first step, the initial amelus. At that point, it's amelus. At that point, it's yomis es atzmo. But then at a later point, the yichya. The tushia of mateshes kochel shel adam yields to gvura. How does that transformation occur? How does it come about? And what prevents it from happening? How come it can happen that a person doesn't get through to the other side and they just feel exhausted and burnt out? There's a comment of the Orach Chaim on the pasuk in Parshas Balak. Lo hibit oven b'Yaakov, famous pasuk. V'lo ra amal b'Yisrael. And the words lo ra amal b'Yisrael, the Orach Chaim says two ideas that are very closely related. And I read you the language. Gam niskavin lomar shahatzadikim hagam sha'osim v'chol iskam b'Torah, the totally involved, immersed in Torah, einam magishim sheyesh lehem amal. They don't feel a sense of exhaustion. They don't feel like it's a toil. El adarava, ka'adam hamarviach, uka'adam hamishtasheya b'shashuim, l'rov chishkam b'Torah. Like a person who's completely enthralled, delighted, because of their tremendous enthusiasm and cheshek. Continues the Orach Chaim, similar point. Gam niskaben al derech omro, and he quotes that pasuk in Mishlei, ani vina li gvura. Ki shehatzadikim oskim b'Torah, umasmidim ba, ein lehem omro b'esek ha-Torah, she'ad rabba, hino senes lo gvura. Mamish like Nefesh HaChaim, but with a little more of an explanation. What is it that creates that breakthrough? The secret that changes the tushia of mateshes kocho shel adam and creates out of that a gvura, the transformation from yomis es atzmo to v'yichya, that's the sense of shashuim, the sense of delight in Torah. The pasuk in Tehillim, kuf yutes, that we all know, lulei sorascha shashuoi oz avadati ba'anyi. Now I think the pasuk takes on a new meaning. Without the feeling of delight, without a feeling of shashuoi, then what are we left with? We're left with avadati ba'anyi, with the yigiyah, but without the breakthrough. We put ourselves out, but we're still holding on to havle ha'olam hazeh. We're not feeling the shashuim of Torah. We're feeling other things that are drawing our attention, that are enamoring us, animating us. That arrangement doesn't allow for the breakthrough. We don't get to the other side. Asavadati v'anyi. There's a mateshes kochu shel adam without the ligabura. Because we didn't connect with the sweetness of Torah. That's the Musar Yishayahu HaNavi Kuntah Dubna Magid. Ki agata v'Yisrael. All that was left was a sense of burnout. And that's the Musab Shira Sazinu. Ama de Kabilo Raisa, de Locha Kimu, Am Nabo Velochacham. You wearied yourself. You didn't let the Torah do its magic. You didn't allow yourself to connect with the Geshmak that's inherent in Torah. That Geshmak is literally blissful. Something ethereal, something otherworldly. It's the experience that David HaMelech tries to describe in pasuk after pasuk in Kuf Yutes, T'man Ya'api, Ashris Mi Mederech. Listen to the words of another Orach Chaim in Parshas Kisavo on the pasuk B'samachta V'chol HaTov at the end of Parshas Bikurin. Gam Yirmos, the Maimar B'chol HaTov El HaTorah, Ka'omram Ein Tov El HaTorah. Sheim hayu b'nei adam margishin b'mesikus v'arevus tov ha-Torah. People would really feel the sweetness of Torah. Hayu mishtagim u'mislatim achareh. You become addicted. Like people who have dilaf of those are addicted to other things. You really be addicted. V'yichashe b'neim. Melo olam kesev ezav l'meuma. Everything, the world's delight of money would be nothing. Ki haTorah koleles kol haTovos sheba'olam. How does one get an inkling of that incredible sense of tov, that pure delight? I was once in a Makom Torah, not here, another yeshiva, and I saw a sign. Maybe you've seen it too, in the top. Took a picture of it. I have it in my office. I brought it down from my office. It's Orus Medebe Achazon Ish, Be'inyan Mesikas HaTorah. Mesikas HaTorah, Kama Gedoli Hini Imas HaTorah, Ve'ief Shalahasig Azeh, Lahagia Lazeh, and here's the baseline. Rak Achashkida Shal Shosh Be'Abashol Spiritivus Be'Liehesek. The baseline, to have even a smallest time of what we're describing, is 3-4 hours uninterrupted. Believe that you can't even chop what we're talking about. But then it goes on. And I won't read the entire list. Get to 5 hours and 6 hours. And at that point, you're shokheach mikol ha'olam, mizdabik b'ram ruchniyim, 7 hours, margish karva kadosh baruch hu, 8 hours, 9 hours. After 10 hours of this, ayin lo rasa, you can't even describe it. It's beyond this world. Now, I have to admit, this level is far beyond anything that I can fathom, probably all of us here as well. But there's something that we can take away. There are levels of Yomis es Atzmo that we can also embrace. And from that, we can get in our small way, b'ze'er anpin, something of this v'yichya. How easy does it come for us to break that mitzifus, to be pulled away by other things? What does Yomis es Atzmo mean for us? Bringing it down to our own levels. Keeping our priorities and taking the time and effort to follow through with purposeful strategies. There's a reason why we have lockers outside to put the phones, not to have the distraction in front of us. So many things can pull at our attention and we feel like we're missing out. So we can't really fully immerse ourselves in the learning. The Chavetz Chaim in Parshas Chukas, Chavetz Chaim al Torah, gives a mashal. It's a bit extreme, but the point is very well taken. A busy merchant reaches a stage in life. He's older already, and he starts thinking about his mortality. He does a cheshbon hanefesh. He begins to go to shul regularly, which he wasn't doing before. He remains in shul for several hours afterwards. The first day he does it, he returns from shul a few hours later. His wife is wondering what took so long. You have a store full of customers. He has to find a terrace. I was distracted. Next day, he stays also a few hours, maybe even a little longer. Everyone's getting nervous. Finally, they run after him. They figure out maybe he's in shul. They find him in shul. They spot him learning in shul. They confront him. Are you crazy? There's a store full of customers. You're losing money. And what is the answer, says the Chavetz Chaim in the mashal? He says, I ask you, he says, what if my life would have been taken right now by the Malach HaMavis? Could you have argued with him? That's it. Customers are him, customers are here. That's it. I'm not in the world anymore. Imagine that while I'm learning, during this time, I'm temporarily left as far as the world, rest of the world is concerned. I don't exist. I'm no longer in this world. I'm not amongst the living. And then I got a Tchias HaMesim. Then I revived. Okay? You wouldn't have kindness on me in the interim, but then I'm back. That's the message of the Gemara in Talmud. Through Yom Es Atzmo, you're granted chiyus. Ameilus Batorah means that we have to forego some of that attachment that we have to have Le'olam Hazeh. Initially, letting go of that and putting ourselves completely in for Torah, it's going to be hard. It depletes us of a natural high that animates us, that makes us feel into things because of all those things that naturally animate us. It's not easy to pull yourself away from all kinds of things outside going on in the world. All those things that constantly are on our mind, v'chuli. But at some point, eventually, the more that we can do that, v'yichya, it's replaced with something more transcendent. Ani bina li gvura. From the tushia, you get to gvura. We're coming on to Shavuos, Rabosai. Shavuos, Leil Shavuos, is an incredible opportunity to put all of this into practice, to make our commitments to Talmud Torah the top priority, more than cheesecake and danishes and all kinds of hack around us, but to allow ourselves for that night to throw ourselves completely into the experience of what learning is supposed to be. Beretzifus, Beli Hefzik, being Makaba Omalchus Shemayim. That's the beginning. We all say in Ovalatzion in the morning, Leman lo niga larik lo neged vabehola. We don't want our yegia to be in vain. The Pashup Shad is, we exert ourselves for all kinds of things other than Torah. But maybe it means more than that. We don't want our efforts in Torah to be larik, that it just becomes burnout, it becomes am novo, the lo chacham, it becomes ki yogata bi Yisrael, that we're doing something, but it doesn't bring us to the geshmak. So then it's l'man lo niga larik. Shavuos is the perfect time, the Kabbalah Torah of Shavuos is the perfect time to set us on a trajectory to deeper amelus, as we say, Birchas HaTorah v'harev na Hashem al-kinu s'divri sarascha b'finu, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us all a small taste of the tov that is Torah of the Mesikas HaTorah.